Good morning. Thank you for joining us on Center Stage, Nonprofits of Tucson. I am so glad to have you listening in this morning. We are going to have a really good show. We've got lots of information that we're going to be able to hear about Teen Challenge and some of what they're doing. I do want to say thank you to our sponsor for this episode, Rick Johnson with Wynn Home Inspection, Catalina Foothills. Thank you so much for sponsoring today. And with that, we have Teen Challenge. We've got two guests today. We have John Awada, who is talking about the Men's Center. And then we also have Patty Connor, who's talking about the Home for Girls. So thank you both of you for being here today. I'm so glad to have you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Daniel.
So let's just jump into, I guess, a little bit of history, because Teen Challenge does have a lot of history. This is a very big nonprofit doing a lot of things. Do you know how it started? What's the mission? And we can kind of talk about how it grew.
Yeah, we can talk about that. Do you mind, Patty? Mm-hmm. Well, Teen Challenge began in Brooklyn, New York, and started with a reverend named David Wilkerson. He was from rural Pennsylvania, and he saw some injustice in New York in the court system with a gang. And this, there was an accidental homicide, and he kept on seeing it in Life magazine and on this happened in 1958, by the way. And so he was outraged by what was happening. The community wanted to see these children being tried as adults. And what happened was that he came to their rescue, and he appealed to the judge in the courtroom and said, he basically pleaded with him and asked him if he could get all these kids to take a look at what they were doing and be occupied with more constructive activities, one of those being reading the Bible and studying, doing Bible study. The judge actually turned around and actually granted him this request. And instead of convicting these kids of the crimes that they did, he gave them an opportunity to change their ways. And so Pastor David Wilkerson opened up a center called Teen Challenge. From there, it grew. It became very successful. A lot of the people, the gang member that was most notable, his name is Nicky Cruz. He was the leader of that gang. And since he was on board, he actually created a whole generation of gang members that were interested in getting on board with Jesus. And so it was this thing was very successful. So Pastor David Wilkerson gave up his whole ministry that he had. And his ministry changed to working with young teens and creating this Teen Challenge. So just to tell you how popular it was and how big it was, from 1958 till 1965, it moved all the way out from New York, from Brooklyn, New York, to Arizona. And so that's when Teen Challenge of Arizona was formed in 1965. Today we have five centers. And three are for men and two are for women. The women's program, the one is Home for Girls. It's their girls from ages 12 to 17. That's where Patty works. And that's here in Tucson. And the other one is for women and their children and their families. So that's called Home of Hope, and it's in Casa Grande. And so those are two of the programs we have here. We also have three programs for men, the Tucson Center for Men. That's where I work, and there's also the Phoenix Center, and then those are both induction centers where people find the first 4 months of their program. They're involved for 4 months in the initial phase of the program. The second phase is at the Christian Life Ranch, which is in Phoenix, New River, which is north of Phoenix, about 40 minutes away, and that's where the 7 months takes place of the second phase called training phase, where they get it more, the men get more indoctrinated in the Bible, and then there's also, they do more work therapy there, so they do a lot of volunteering in the community, and our program is sound. It's been it's been going on for as many years, and we don't change that much. The only reason we change is in order to really kind of continue to be productive and successful. So our program has an 80% success rate currently. And we track men for close to 7 years when we do this, after they graduate the program. So it's a really, really good program. It saved my life twice. I was in it in Minnesota. I went through the Adult and Teen Challenge program in Minneapolis. Then I also went to Teen Challenge here in Tucson. I had 19 months of recovery the first time, but something didn't stick with me. And I finished the 13-month program, stayed sober for close to 6 months, not quite. And I stayed in my addiction for after that. So I missed something along the way, and I decided that, actually, I didn't really decide. God decided that I needed some more time. So I came down to do a restoration program. Now, the Teen Challenge program has, we have two programs for men. I'll let Taddy discuss the women's program, but the men's program is roughly, all of our programs, all of our centers run programs between about 12 and 18 months. But the men's program here in Arizona is 13 months long. For restoration, for a refresher, like I did for the second time through Teen Challenge, was called restoration. And restoration was really good for me because I really took the program a lot more seriously the second time. Now, I did seriously the first time, but the second time I came to make the transformation that was necessary in order to live a useful and productive life. And
for someone who doesn't know who you're serving, who are the people that are coming in and that are going through these programs?
Well, we serve men between 12 or between 18 and whatever age. I'm 60 now, but when I was 59 is when I finished the program, and I was one of the older men in the program. We've had people in the program as old as 74 years old that I can remember. But we serve drug addicts and alcoholics, anybody with a life-controlling addiction or some kind of stronghold that actually has a grip on their life. So we serve men that need help, and that most of them want to come to the Lord. They express an interest in reconciling their life to the Lord. And so that's really who we serve, people who are interested in learning about the Bible and how it applies to their life. We believe that the Bible is a basic instruction book for life. So, you know, it's so it has a lot of value in it's like looking in the mirror is what we feel. The Bible has a lot of use in reflecting our face in the mirror and seeing who we really are. And so we teach biblical principles, and we also do it through, we also have other methods as well. We have a program, our program here in Arizona is different than most of the nation. We actually have a program called the Grace-Based Model. And most of the models across the nation are motivational, which is reward, punishment based. That's how a lot of secular treatments are operated as well. But our program, which is not a treatment center, it's more of a discipleship program and a place of refuge where people can get the help they need. We do have counselors. They're on a volunteer basis. But in addition to that, we do what's called grace-based. And the men in the program will actually take and look at what brought them there. And they do evaluations. They self-evaluate. They get in front of the peers and the staff members. And we ask a series of questions to them about what it is they're doing so they can make the change. And they can actually take a direct look at what the root cause is.
So, Patty, can I have you share a little bit more about the women's programs and especially this Center for Girls?
Absolutely. the Home of Hope is in Casa Grande, and that is for women over 18 and/or women and children. So it's not necessarily specific to just women and children. A lot of the ladies are trying to do what's right for not only their lives, but their children's lives in order to keep them out of the system and keep the children with them. And they all provide services for both the children and the ladies to get the healing that they need and coping skills and such. Springboard Home for Girls started in 1976. Snow Peabody, who is the CEO of Teen Challenge here in Arizona, he was noticing there was teenagers living on the top of the roof of his office building at the time, and thought, geez, we need to help them. We need to do something about this situation. Therefore, Springboard came about. Then finally, Springboard became just for young girls. So we help the adolescent girls 12 to 17. With Springboard alone, it's not all solely about addiction. That's like maybe the fifth reason or less of why girls come. A lot of these girls come from specific life traumas. Some have been sex trafficked. Some are about self-harm. Some are about self-imaging. Some of them, that's their only out of juvenile hall. There's so many different reasons for our young girls to come to our specific center beyond addiction. And we're actually hoping that we are the solution before they get to that point. Some girls do come with addictions, yes, but for the most part, it's life traumas in their own personal lives.
Wow. That's It's really great to hear that there is a resource that's available for these girls.
Yes.
How many girls are you able to have in your program?
We have up to 10 beds, and that gives them personal attention. We can do a lot more with lesser girls. We always have a waiting list. The girls stay anywhere between 3 to 6 months, depending on their progress. So with that said, they stay, they do classwork. They have units with different lesson plans. They have a lot to do in order to graduate from our center. There's workshops with that. There's Bible verses they need to memorize, up to a certain amount of those. They have life skill training. They have guidance counselors that work with them during their time that they're with us, but also the parents. The parents get the same kind of attention along with the girls, because it starts at home and it needs to be.
We're going to have to go into the break. We'll hear more about this when we come back. Mm-hmm. You are listening to Center Stage, Nonprofits of Tucson, and we are talking with Teen Challenge this morning. Thank you for being here with us on Center Stage. We have two guests today. We have Patty Connor talking about Springboard Home for Girls, and we have John Awada talking about the Men's Center, both part of Teen Challenge. Before we get back into talking about the Girls Center, can I have both of you give a website and a phone number if someone wants to get involved or learn more information?
Yes, we certainly can. The website for Teen Challenge is www.tcaz.org.
If you want to find out about Springboard, you just go to springboardhome.com.
Okay. And we were in the, before the break, we were talking about the program that the girls are able to go through, and it was for girls who are 12 to 17.
That's correct.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the program for them?
Yes. So as I was saying, they get counseling from our biblical guidance counselors. The parents do as well. These girls get help not only through their classwork and through their guidance counselors, but they also get life skills. They are very, they're treated like family. So our center specifically is very homey. It's not clinical. It's not a facility. It's very homey. They learn chores. They help with food. They help with their laundry. They help clean their side of the home. They have a dorm with 10 beds or 10 bunk beds, 5 bunk beds for the 10 girls. And they just learn life skills, but they also learn to be young girls again. They play. They do board games. We have volunteers that come and do movie nights with them. They have volunteers that come and do game nights with them. They go out on outings for hikes. They go to the playground. They just learn to be happy and be young girls in general. They also get a church, and they get youth groups that they go to as well for some of their outings, and that also helps with part of their healing. But the girls alone, they get to know each other and get to know how to be girlfriends again and just learn about friendships and the power of just being normal.
And you mentioned that the programs typically last between 3 and 6 months, depending on the girl and the situation.
That is
correct. If they do need additional resources after that?
Yes, we do follow-ups with them and their parents. If they need longer care, then they can be addressed to some of our adult centers if they're about to be 18. But if they're still very young, we actually do have long-term help for those girls at other Teen Challenge locations throughout the whole United States in general. They don't leave with zero information.
And do you know about how many people just Teen Challenge serves between all of the campuses in Arizona?
That is a hard count. Since the girls come in 3 to 6 months in intervals, we have at least about anywhere from 10 to 15 girls a month, I guess you can say, as they interchange and or graduate. And then there's a lull. And so it's very hard to have that full count. I wasn't prepared to bring the full count for last year, of course, so my apologies. But I will tell you what really matters is we have an 86% percentile success rate.
Wow.
After they leave. And that's pretty high. And you'll see nationwide that's not actually necessarily so.
That's amazing.
Yes, I think it is.
Yeah, that's really cool that the girls have this and that if they do need the continuing services, that it's available.
And absolutely. And we keep in touch with who decides to keep in touch with us. And we just hope for the best for them and pray for them. And they sometimes just want to chat and say how well they're doing. And we celebrate that. We also celebrate their birthdays. We celebrate Christmas. We do all that a family does with whoever is in our program during those holiday times.
And we talking about some different opportunities to get involved, different things that people can do. They can give physical items. What are the items that are needed at the girls' home?
Specifically at Springboard, they are supposed to be provided with their own toiletries and such, and they have a certain amount of clothing, and there is a dress code, so the parents are providing all of that. What we specifically need, these girls, we feed them. They have 24/7 supervision. We always need monetary Visa cards, Costco cards, anything that's on someone's heart to give. We are huge, huge on our events and the fundraising as such, but we are really huge on sponsorship programs. We love people to want to sponsor one of our girls. It's not a scholarship per se, but it's a sponsorship. We allow the parents to pay what they can. We don't refuse them otherwise, but we also want to help and make sure these girls arrive and get the help that they need and not have to worry. So sponsorship is huge at our center for as far as donations and giving and such. So you can always find that on our website, our newsletters, on what our actual needs are at the moment. We have a boutique called Blessingdale's Boutique on Ina and Thornydale, that shopping center where Bookman's is. And all proceeds of that ladies' boutique goes towards our girl sponsorships.
And then there's also a thrift store that sponsors the men's center.
Yes, it's called Blessingdale's. It's on Speedway in Swan. And it's on Speedway. 4817 East Speedway is the address. And people can donate. We even pick up if they have large items like couches and furniture and things like that. We can pick up and actually make deliveries as well. So we've got everything from clothing to hats and shoes and whatever accessories, belts and suits. And then there's also furniture and all kinds of other things. So
if you've got some things laying around your house, preferably a good amount of them, not calling for a couple t-shirts, but if you've got a good amount of stuff that you'd like to donate, it is a really cool opportunity since they will schedule and come out and pick it up from your home, take it for you, and then they will go and sell those things in the thrift store. And so that's a really cool opportunity. If you've got some clutter you don't need, it's Absolutely. A good opportunity to help yourself and help someone else at the same time. So that's a very cool option. And then as well, you also do sponsorships?
Yes, we do sponsorship as well. Sponsorship at Teen Challenge in the Men's Center. It typically starts at $40 a month. And you can actually just work individually with one person. And that there's communication monthly with the person that you're sponsoring. It's just a way to love one person and love them back to good health. It's a really good program, the sponsorship, and it's a good way to be involved in somebody's life as well. We have other programs as well. You can find them online. There's so many ways to donate financially or with other kinds of gifts. The thrift store as well. That's a great source of income for Teen Challenge is the thrift store. And each one of the centers in Arizona has its own thrift store. So
I want to kick in the fact that the boutique is also called Blessingdale's Boutique. We don't come and pick up. Ours is a much smaller store, and it's all about ladies' apparel, purses, jewelry, and clothes. But we welcome donations to come specifically to our boutique. I do want to say also we have fundraisers. I'm public relations over at Springboard, so I do event planning and such. So with that said, we have fashion shows with the girls. We have an upcoming fall banquet that is November 6th at the El Conquistador. You can find more information online about that. That is one of our largest fundraisers.
Can you give us the website again as well?
Yes, springboardhome.com. But you'll also find it on Teen Challenges information as well, because we collaborate during that fall banquet.
We'll be working together on this.
Yes, we will. And Springboard alone is celebrating 20 years exactly on the 20th of September of next month. And we are having an open house from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And you can give us a call for the location, because we don't really want the actual live address out there. And you can call me specifically at 520-404-4561, and I can give you information about any of our events, volunteer opportunities, giving, anything you'd like, questions as well.
Amen.
And for the, if someone wants to get involved or volunteer for the men's side, who can they contact?
They contact me, John Awada, at 520-448-4354. That's my office. Or you can call my cell phone at 520-730-4265. Or you could also go to Teen Challenge's website, www.tcaz.org, and all the information is on our website.
And the events that are coming up, the fundraisers,
yes,
all of that is there.
All that's there.
It's all there, and we have a specific newsletter, but you can get on our website and find out how to get onto our continual newsletter, and it's monthly, and it'll give you all the updates about Springboard alone, let alone events that we collaborate with. And I know John has a flyer. We have a Bug Splat / Car Show coming up September 9th.
And so
call and ask us about specifics. But if you have a classic car, come and register at 10 a.m. at 1900 North Country Club Road. It's at Christian Faith Fellowship Church. So, and then the kickstand Bug Splat starts
there
at
go,
what
Patty.
Time? 7 o'clock?
Starts at 9 o'clock. 8 o'clock is kickstand.
Oh, 8 o'clock is kickstand.
But registration begins at 8 o'clock in the morning.
There you go.
And so we'll be doing registration for motorcycle rally.
Yes.
And so it's going to be a nice event. We're going to be serving food at noon.
And we have trophies, and we have
raffle
items as well. So
yeah, we're expecting a good turnout this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I will put up some information on some of those events on the Center Stage page as well.
Thank you.
So if you don't know what the page is, you can find on both Facebook and Instagram at Center Stage Tucson. And if you ever have questions, you can reach out to me as well, centerstagetucson@gmail.com. And we also talked just a little bit, we don't have much time, but about the possibility for business sponsorships or business partnerships.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So if you are a business owner out there and you're looking for a nonprofit to connect with or a way to get involved in the community, there are some opportunities there as well.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, especially at our fall banquet, definitely. And if you give a certain amount, you will be represented on screen and on our actual programs as well.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you so much. It has been, it's been amazing to hear a little bit more about Teen Challenge and all the different opportunities. If someone that you know is out there needing some help in any of these situations, go ahead and get in contact with Teen Challenge. They'll be able to point you toward the right center. It'll be a great thing for them. And if you want to get involved in volunteering, there are volunteer opportunities as well. So you can reach out, and there is a questionnaire that you fill out for volunteering.
Yes, it's a volunteer application.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so make sure you get that into them. And there are lots of different ways to donate financially or through items. You can donate toward their thrift shops. And one more time, the website for Teen Challenge?
It's www.tcaz.org.
And with us, just go to springboardhome.com.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a great Saturday morning. Stay tuned and listen in to the I Am Real Estate Show next.